The crisis began immediately. Engineer Seyi Makinde took over the mantle as governor of Oyo State and ordered dissolution of local government council, though the suspended chairman had in March last year received a court verdict to stop the government from sacking them. The scenario that followed had produced more than five court cases. Aside the appeal case on the March 2019 High Court verdict, which has been fixed for 19th of this month, the most recent one is the one that state government filed, where it got an injunction stopping the embattled chairman from resuming office. At the resumption of the case, counsel to the state government, Dr. Akinonegbide, moved an application where the state government urged the court to give the parties in the matter the opportunity to settle the case out of court for the sake of peace. Dr. Onegbide said the arrangement will favor both parties for lasting peace in the state. He told the court that the parties will still come back to court if the settlement failed. However, counsel to the defendant expressed distrust of the state government, describing the proposal as delay tactics to prolong the case. One of the defendant counsel, Mr. Kunle Sobaloju, observed that except pending cases on dissolution of local government were resolved, such settlement might not work. Lead counsel to the defendant, Chief Niyi Akintola, urged the court to ensure that the adjournment was short. Responding to various arguments, the presiding judge, Justice Mashood Abbas, urged stakeholders in the matter to take progress of the state as priority. Justice Abbas, who commended the maturity of the counsel in the case, promised that justice would be done in the matter. He therefore adjourned the case till next week Wednesday for the parties to bring the report of the settlement or commence hearing on the matter. Speaking after the court session, Chief Niyi Akintola said he supported the proposal, but government must have good intention to achieve its objectives.
Because they knew they were operating on a very weak wicket from the word go. He has failed and refused to apply any of the options. Doesn't need to be told that the free court judgment binds everybody in this country. The judgment that binds everybody.
Counsel to the state government, Dr. Akin Onegbide, retreated that the proposal was aimed at sustaining peace in the state.
We would give every opportunity, you know, for people to be frank with each other, be fair to each other, people to talk to each other honestly as possible in order to achieve a long-lasting resolution of the dispute.
Meanwhile, a visit to headquarters of some local government in Ibadan shows that activities were still at low ebb as security operatives manned the entrance. Though some of the caretaker chairmen were on ground with party faithful, workers still stayed off in compliance with directive of National Union of Local Government Employees in Ibadan. I am Sunday Ogunyemi for Radio Nigeria.